to this, Deb," I said, eager to hear more. "Are you telling me that something tried to eat this man whose body you found?" Flanders bobbed his head from side to side, an equivocal expression on his face.
"Not exactly," he said.
"The skin wasn't broken, just bruised.
But you can see tooth impressions. There was one on his arm and a much larger bite on the torso."
"How much larger?"
"Nearly 12 inches wide. Organs on the bite side of his body were crushed."
"Did he drown, or did the crush injuries kill him?"
"He drowned," he sighed. "But the crush injuries occurred at, or close to, the time of death. I'm sure you can understand why certain folks in our area would prefer not to have word get out about this. The tourist industry is too critical to folks' survival."
"You underestimate the lure of the cryptids," I said. "A rumor of one might attract people."
"Not the kind we want," Flanders countered.
"Fair enough. How did you come to know about what I do?" "I consult only part-time, and my clients thus far have all been out of state." Flanders hesitated, wincing. His cheeks flushed red.
"Carl Swenson is my uncle," he said finally.
The name made my hackles rise. "You mean Carl Swenson, the detective, in New Jersey?" He nodded and waited for me to say something more. But that wasn't a topic I wanted to discuss. I needed to slap the lid back on that can of worms right away. "You know," I said, "if you hadn't told me the truth about your dead man, I never would have questioned the public reports of his death." "Why not just sweep it under the rug? If I start looking into things, it might draw unwanted attention."
"I know," Flanders said. "But I don't think we can ignore it any longer."
"Why is that?"
"Because a kayaker we found dead back in June had nearly identical injuries."
"Okay, definitely intrigued now," I thought for a moment, and then said, "If I find a creature that's responsible for these deaths, what will happen to it?" He shook his head, but said nothing. To his credit, though, he held my gaze and didn't look away. "They want it dead," I said.
"And kept under wraps."
At least he was honest. I thrust that issue aside, figuring I could deal with it later if, and when, the time came. "Okay," I said. "I'll need $1,000 retainer up front, and I charge $100 an hour for my time, plus reimbursement for any equipment I might need to rent."
"That's fine. But check with me first to see if I already have the equipment."
Government people never let go of money that easily, and I'd purposely given him a number that was prohibitively high. His quick capitulation told me how desperate he was. To be honest, I was willing to help him for free and didn't need the money. But charging fees is a good way to weed out the crazies and test how serious someone is. "I can start first thing tomorrow morning, if that suits you."
"It does."
"I'm assuming you have access to a boat?"
"Sure. I can arrange for a patrol boat."
"Great. Tell me when and where to meet you in the morning, and we'll be there."
"We?"
Flanders asked, eyebrows raised. "Me and Newt," I said. "I don't go anywhere without my dog."